never been guilty of jumping to conclusions, have you? You never called or emailed your child's teacher in a moment of anger, maybe, about something that happened at school or another parent? Keep in mind, the story that your child tells you usually doesn't match the whole story as to what really happened. And what about your spouse or a friend? Yeah, this happened the other day in our house. I was so convinced, I would have said, yeah, with 110% conviction, that my husband took my car keys because I couldn't find them. And husbands take things without asking. Utterly convinced that because they were missing, my conclusion naturally was, he's got them. He has to. I asked him, do you have my keys? No, I don't have your keys. And he already knows this drill because I do this all the time. But I kept asking him the same thing over and over again. Maybe you just need to refresh your memory. Maybe that's going to change things and you're going to realize that you do have my keys. No way would it ever be me that misplaced them, ever, even though that happens weekly. Yeah, turns out I left them in the car. Not him. Not him at all. Words from an unknown author. Don't be too harsh with the person who sins, nor pelt him with words or stones, unless you're sure, doubly sure, that you have no sins of your own.